The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Screen by Wiggins. Curry gets Doncic again. Screen by Draymond. Curry gets Lively again.
He wants a three.
Yes, he does. Backs up, shoots a deep three over Lively. It's good! It's good! The Warriors lead by four with 26.4 to go. And Stephen Curry beating his chest, talking to the crowd.
Dub Nation, it's the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, stream of consciousness here. Tim Roy is going to join us here on the River Islands guest line literally in seconds. 7 minutes ago, Draymond Green tweeted, man, that take was everything it was supposed to be. Wow. The hell's he talking about?
What take?
I don't know.
His take?
His take? Steph's take to the hole? Like, I don't know. What's he? Is there a game going on right now that I don't know about?
Maybe.
It's 3:19 on a Wednesday.
Maybe it's a poker hand and he took the pot. You know? It's a great take.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do know that Tim Roy had a great call last night. And I listened to you on the post game on the way home, Tim, and it really sounded like you had yourself a whale of a time last night. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, we had a great time last night. I wonder, maybe Draymond's, you know, acting on a movie. Maybe he's just doing another take.
Right.
You
know,
that's also a good take on his, that's a great take, Tim.
Yes.
Very
All
well
right.
done.
I don't know, Tim, what stood out other than the obvious? You know what I mean? Like, where did that kind of sit for you in the on the list of regular season memories?
You know, it's really high up there. It really felt like a playoff game. But it had that nostalgia of having Clay back in the building and everybody showing him love. But then once the game got going, you know, it was back and forth. Both teams had double-digit leads. Both teams, you know, had big runs. And it just felt like a playoff game. It was really, really cool. The atmosphere was great. The fans were great all night long. You know, it started with the tribute to Clay, which was really well done, and ended with Steph Curry showing us he's still, you know, still the one.
Did you notice a change in the crowd? Because Mark and I were there, Tim, and it felt like Clay hits the first three and the crowd goes wild, and he hits another one and they're happy, and then he hit back-to-back threes that prompted a timeout, and he did the shimmy shake, and it felt like at that moment the crowd realized Clay is now a Dallas Maverick. Was there a moment where you felt a shift in the Klay Thompson, I guess, the history of him as a player?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a natural thing, though. You know, you see him back in the building, and you're so happy to see him. Oh, he hit a three, just like, you know, old times. Oh, he hit another three, and all of a sudden, hey, he's hitting a three to beat us, you know, and we got to stop this now. And you know, the nostalgia part ends, and you're now rooting against him because he's, you know, wearing the other team's colors. So I think that's kind of a natural shift that would go in any of these type of games. And you know, I liked Steph's comment about the shimmy. You know, he knows better than that. And so I thought it was great to see those guys compete against each other. You know, I think there's always been, you know, a great respect between the two, a great love between the two. But, you know, I'm sure this has happened before in many practices or pickup games before the season, you know, where they go at each other because, you know, they're both prideful guys. They both want to prove that they're the best. And between the two of them, you know, when Mark Jackson made that prediction years ago, he was absolutely right. They were the best shooting backcourt in NBA history.
Tim, let's share with the audience the comment that you're sort of referencing. This is on TNT with Ali LaForce when Steph Curry talked about Klay's shimmy.
We know how much respect you have for Klay, but when he did the shimmy, you're waiting to check in, we're shaking your head. What were you thinking when you saw him pull that off?
He knows better than that.
Okay, there it is. So that was great stuff. You also had really good seats for the game last night. Could you hear what he was saying with that unbelievable reaction after the night three?
Absolutely not. You know, we're halfway up the building. He was down the far end looking at a TV camera. We had no clue what he was saying. You couldn't hear last night during that moment. It was all noise. You know, it's kind of like a wave of noise comes over the top of you when that happens. I still don't know exactly what he said. As you know, in his postgame press conference, he said he couldn't think of it either because it was just in the moment, just screaming. You know, half joy, half like I'm showing you so. You know, that kind of thing. So it was great. It was a great moment, and you know, you can't ask for a better, you know, regular season game than what you saw last night.
Is that the best regular season atmosphere that you've been a part of at Chase Center, Tim?
Boy, I'd have to go back and think about it. You know, maybe not. I'd have to go back and look at maybe the 21-22 season and see, you know, look at some of the regular season games there. But it's definitely in the top two or three. I mean, it probably is the best, Dan, but off the top of my head, I don't want to say so if I forgot a game somewhere along the way.
Tim Roy is with us, and we're still basking in the glow of everything that was last night right here on 95.7 The Game. Willard and Dibbs, the voice of the Dubs, with a great call of this whole thing last night. So, I'm curious. I mean, we get the whole sort of concept of the brotherly love and whatnot, but at the same time, like, there are clear, complex feelings here. If somebody who didn't understand Warrior basketball came to you and said, describe to me what's going on with these three right now, what would you say?
I'd say there are three guys who went through a lot of very tough situations and grew up together in the NBA, and they started when the team wasn't that good and climbed and made it one of the best, you know, teams in NBA history. One of the great dynasties in NBA history, and have put this franchise on the map. You know, before the Warriors were sold to Joe Lacob and Peter Guber, that wasn't a very valuable franchise, and now it's the most valued franchise, you know, I think, other than the Cowboys, I think, in the U.S. And so, so I think there's a lot of pride in the accomplishments. And so when one of them leaves, I think there's always a little, you know, like, oh, okay, well, this is, I think it's A, I think it shows them that it is coming to an end. You know, that this is not going to go on forever. I think they all wanted to spend, the three of them wanted to spend their careers, you know, as Golden State Warriors. It didn't work out that way. And so I think right now they're saying, okay, it's great for you. And I think it is the best move for Klay. I think so. I think he needed to leave to rediscover his joy of basketball and his joy of life. Just wasn't working for him anymore. And so I think, you know, the Draymond and Steph are saying, okay, we have work to do still. We still think we can win a championship here, and that's what we're focused on. And so I think the three of them will reconvene, you know, after their careers and sit down and talk and do all the things that, you know, retired players do and reminisce, and they'll come back for celebrations of the various championship teams, and there'll be a lot of good feeling then. But right now, he's a Dallas Maverick, Steph and Draymond are Golden State Warriors, and they're both going for the same thing.
And looking at those Warriors in particular, those two, and just how they're playing, and the team is 9-2, and Steph looks to be every bit the player that he was when he won an MVP, and Draymond looks rejuvenated. What have you made through 11 games of just those two and how good they've looked?
They've looked really good. I think Draymond's in a really good space. I think he's back to loving every single second on the floor. which maybe wasn't the case the last couple of years. And I think that, you know, Steph, I think, is rejuvenated with a new challenge, with new teammates. And, the new coaches, they bring a fresh look to the whole pattern. And so I think that they're excited. I think they're excited about playing again. I think it shows. And the other part of the equation is, unlike when we were kids, you know, when you get to your mid-30s now, the training is so good, the science is so good, the nutrition is so good, that players are lasting longer and longer. So these guys still have good basketball, you know, yet to play. And I think the fact that they found pieces that fit in with what they do, you know, guys who share the ball, guys who defend, guys you can switch with on defense, it's made all the difference in the world. Their championship teams always had a really good defense, and I think that's what they're trying to get back to.
Tim, I know last night was 11-man rotation, not 12, and a couple of them didn't play that many minutes, but still, we get the point. Everybody's going out there, and now with the 9-2 record, people are starting to think this is sustainable. I still don't know if Steve Kerr thinks that. What do you think?
I think it's sustainable as long as they can you know, vary it day to day, matchup to matchup. You know, what's working on that night. I think that way, if you're playing 8 minutes one night, yeah, well, you're okay, because you know maybe the next night you're playing 28 minutes because the matchups will be a little bit different. But again, it you know, it's worked before in Warrior history. Al Addles did it back in 74-75, and he played, you know, 10 guys roughly about every game, and the only guy who got, you know, consistent minutes into the 30s was probably Rick Barry. I think it can work. And I think the other part is that, and you know, last night was the worst night of the year for the bench. They couldn't get anything going. Any of the combinations really didn't work last night. But you know, the previous 10 games, the bench was really good. And what that will do is, if you can go through games surviving non-Steph minutes, non-Draymond minutes, and even add on to your lead, then that's going to cut the minutes down for Draymond and Steph over the course of the year. And that means, hopefully, that they're fresher at the end of the season than they would be if they have to play, you know, 35 a night.
The fifth starter, it's kind of been a bit of a rotational position. DeAnthony Melton of late has done it. What have you made of his play and just how well he fits in, not only with that starting group, but this team?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the whole,
I think he fits in perfectly because he can defend. He's got length. He can handle the ball a little bit. He's a willing passer, and he can shoot a three. So those are all the things that you want to see with a Golden State Warrior, and I think he fits in. I think the fact that he's on the floor at the beginning of the game can actually improve their bench, because now you look at the bench and you're bringing Pajemski, you're bringing Kuminga off the bench, you're bringing, you know, Kevon Looney off the bench, and what a job he did last night. So you're bringing really good players off the bench, players that could be starters in other situations and have been starters with the Warriors. So that, you know, that's going to add to it. If Melton could stay reasonably healthy this year, I think he might be the key to that starting five.
So much for the Steph and Draymond are too old crowd, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I don't think they're there just yet. You know, I think, Father Time is undefeated.
Sure.
You know, they are, you know, you can go to your favorite sports book. They're undefeated. You know, you can't bet against them.
Yeah.
I think right now they're showing that, you know, they're in great shape and they've got a great mindset. And I think they're enjoying playing, you know, for Steve Kerr and for the Warriors, and it shows on the floor. There's you know, the word they use is joy, and we're seeing a certain amount of joy with the Warriors in this early season. And I have to tell you, at the beginning of the road trip, you know, I was saying, boy, if they could, you know, get the first two and then get one of the last three, I think that'd be a great road trip. But to go 4-1 on that road trip, and your only loss is against a team that was just, you know, red hot.
Yep.
And is a really good team and a very well coached team by Kenny Atkinson, to come home 4-1 and then have to play a day later against the defending Western Conference champs with two of the best playmakers in the league and Kyrie and Luka, and then you got Klay and the emotion of that night, to be 9-2 at this point is really impressive. I did not expect this kind of start, but boy, they are really, really playing well.
Yeah, Tim, we asked fans going into those last three road games and then this game last night if they would take 2-2 before they happened, and everybody said yes. Everybody would have loved 2-2, and they went 3-1.
The last three teams on that road trip were 22-1 starting the night of the Boston game. 22-1.
Yeah.
And they won 2 of 3. I think that's impressive.
Great call last night, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, great great to hear you today. Thanks for coming on.
It's always good to chat with you guys, and looking forward to Friday and Memphis. But it's nice to have a day to kind of reflect on last night and everything. It was great to see Klay, and I'm happy to see him playing and having fun again. And you know, I hope it works out for him, with the exception of three other regular season games.
Yeah, exactly. And we appreciate you coming on, Tim, because every time, you know what it is, right? It's a conversation sensation is what it is.
No, saying that just warms my heart. It makes me feel like I'm an elation sensation.
Ah, there it is!
There we go!
Pay the man!
I thought for a minute you were actually going to hang up and go throw up. But
maybe that too.
Yeah.
Well, then I'd be a regurgitation sensation.
I mean, the man is
just
a genius.
Doing my Curry voice, Tim Roy. Wow.
Good stuff, Tim. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, my friend. Tim Roy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.